All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up on page Shin Tzadik. Thank you very much. Shin Tzadik. Hashem Koveya. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who sets or establishes, says the Mechaber. Habichira biyata adam hirak beruchnius. So we'll remember again, just the context we're picking up with over here is the idea of kino, the idea of jealousy, and specifically how the Mechaber is teaching us that one should not be jealous of the other, because at the end of the day, each person is given what he or she needs in order to accomplish their particular tachlis. Therefore, again, the mechira, the choices that we have in life, are really in the realm of ruchnius. Ubishar ha-dvarim, him b'gzira sabari kafir kol tzorach kol adam va'adam. So remember again, this is not the Mechaber's own idea. This is a concept that we're very familiar with, that the Ribbono Shel Olam controls all of the variables in my life. Now, specifically over here, he controls my health, he controls my parnos, he controls my gashmius. The choice is, what I control in life, the bechira that I have in life, is in the realm of my ruchnius. And ultimately, again, that's what I control. Everything else is b'gzera sabore. Lachain, adam sheyesh lo emuna shalema. Therefore, a person who has complete emuna, eino mekana be'af echad, is never jealous of another person. Kiyodea, Shidarbo said, this is amazing. Because he recognizes that the success of another person is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately, again, in accordance with that particular person's situation. And it has absolutely nothing to do with me. Now, what does this mean? See, up until now, what the Mechaber is really drawing on over here is that at the core of jealousy, right? There are two different types of jealousy. There's, you have something nice, I wish I had it. That's superficial jealousy. On a deeper level, when I see someone else being successful, I'm jealous of that because I feel now that you have something, I can't have it. You know, we often look at life like a pie. So if I see you and you have a large slice of the pie, that means that there's less pie for me. So says the Mechaber, the person who has emunah understands that that's not how it works. See, if you have a large slice of pie, that's of the pie, that's fantastic. You know why? Because you have your own pie. And your pie has nothing to do with my pie. And the more pie you have, all the power to you. Nothing to do with me, doesn't impact me. My pie, your pie in no way, in any way encroaches or infringes upon mine. The more you have, Baruch Hashem, b'hatzlacha u'bracha. I should be zocha to have mine, but as much as you have, makes absolutely no impact upon me. This is amazing. It sounds like a coarse statement, but it doesn't mean in a coarse statement. It means that your hatzlacha has no impact on me. Your hatzlacha has nothing to do with me. Again, in a negative way. Not anything that happens to you in no way is going to negatively impact me. Aval kasher chaser lo amuna, when a person lacks amuna, hu choshev shashini hesig es ma sheyesh lo b'kochos atzmo. But when a person lacks emuna, he begins to think that whatever the other has comes at his expense. So if I lack emuna, when I see you having something, then by definition, I feel that what? It's less for me. More for you means less than me, less for me. He says, "Chu choshev shasheni hisik es mashi ishlo b'kochos atzmo, b'schos chachmaso, b'schos kishronosov, b'schos mazal atov v'chadome, u'mis oreres b'libo kina." Lama lo hitzliach kamohu. So say, here he highlights another incredible idea, which is, we also assume that when people have success in life, it's because of their wisdom, because of their efforts, because of their mazel, and if the other enjoys success that I don't have, I ask myself, why am I not as successful? I begin to feel like a failure. Why am I not as successful as the individual? So we'll say, so this is another dimension. So the first dimension of jealousy is that I feel that if you have something and I don't have it, your success is eroding mine. Your bracha is taking away from me. If you have more of the pie, then there's less for me. And of course, that's not true, because you have your pie, I have my pie. Second issue is that when I see someone else being successful, I attribute that success to the amount of effort that person has put in. And very often in life, we look at another person who's being successful and we say to ourselves, what? I don't understand. I'm putting in as much effort as they are. Maybe I'm even putting in more effort than they are. I'm putting in more hishtadlus than they are, and yet what? I'm not being as successful. And in fact, that's false as well. Zetos kidola kamur, shari kol ha'atzlacha shiyishla osa adin minyanei olam hazeh, himi Hashem bilvad ve'ina tuluya bo klal. Because I will say, as we have learned, that all of the hatzlacha that a person has in this world, ultimately, again, is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And remember again, I will say, this goes back to what we just said before. What I control in my life is my ruchnius. That's what I control. My gashmius is very often controlled by the Ribono Shel Olam. Now again, let's be clear. Obviously, I have to put in my hishtadlus, right? I have to put in my effort. I have to do what is within my power in order to be able to be successful. But a lot of what happens within the realm of ruchnius ultimately in the realm of gashmius, occurs from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adrabah, zani sayon shalom. Shetiyeh lo hatzlacha, v'yechiyah be'amunah. Shatzlacha shlo begashmius yimei Hashem, umi yodea im ya'amod bo. See, Rabbi was saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us all our own nisyonos, our own tests and challenges. As we saw earlier, for some people the nisayon is to have gashmius, to have material wealth. For some people the nisayon is to lack gashmius, to not have material wealth. But everyone has their own nisyonos in accordance with their own circumstances in life, in the same way that everyone has their own brachos, in accordance with what is necessary for the actualization of their shlichos, of their tikkun. So we'll say, so I think what's so profound about this paragraph is this is cutting to the core of the midah of jealousy, or of the negative attribute of jealousy. It's that A, I often begrudge the success of the other because I feel it comes at my own expense, and that's not true. You have your pot of gold, I have my pot of gold, you have your pie, I have my pie. Your success doesn't come at the expense of mine, and my success does not come at the expense of yours. That's why I both say we have to find a way to be so happy for the success of the other. Because again, in no way does it come at my expense. That's number one. Number two, we often attribute people's success to their hard work and to their mazel. And I often say to myself, I don't understand, I work as hard, maybe I even work harder than that person. And yet they seem to have so much more than me. How do I reconcile that? We'll say because at the end of the day, remember, our hashkaf of gashmius is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives each of us what we need in accordance with our needs, but more importantly, in accordance with what is necessary for the actualization of our shlichus. Sometimes it doesn't have to do with the amount of effort or energy expended, because we all see that there are many people who expend very little energy and yet are wildly successful, and others who expend a lot of effort and yet do not seem to be so successful. I mean, when I say successful, in a material sense. And I will say that's because at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives each of us what we need in order to accomplish our respective shlichus. Va'af shenira, let's look at that paragraph. It's the third paragraph down in Shin Tzadik. Va'af shenira, sha'atzlacha ba'olo b'schus charitos u'b'schus amalo harav. And even though sometimes it looks like that my success comes because of my incredible effort, teida she'gam zeh me'es Hashem. Know that even this effort is from the Ribono Shel Olam. He says, she'machmos she'ratza she'atzliach, because the Kodesh Baruch wants me to be successful, ultimately, again, he gives me the koach to do so. Therefore, we'll say, ultimately, again, you know, the person who attributes all of his material success to his effort is mistaken. The person who is jealous of the material success of another is also mistaken. We'll say the idea being that the gashmius that we have in this world is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us in order to go ahead and accomplish our individual tachlis. Therefore, again, there's no need to be jealous, or there's no point in being jealous of someone else's material accomplishment, either A, because of their effort, because at the end of the day, it's not the effort that produces the material results. Obviously, it has a part in it, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I will say also on a deeper level, it's because what we each have is what we need in order to accomplish my shlichus. We learned this before. If I don't have it, I don't need it. And I will say, sometimes that is a very difficult pill to swallow. Because I say to myself, well, what? If I didn't have more money and I wasn't able to pay this bill or to do that, my life wouldn't be objectively easier. And it's hard sometimes to theologically swallow. But sometimes, you know, in life you have to start with an identification as to what is the objective truth and then work your way back from there. The way I work my way back is at the end of the day, what I have what I need to accomplish my shlichus. If I don't have it, it doesn't mean that it wouldn't be wonderful. It just means that it's not necessary to accomplish whatever is my divine task in this world. All right, we'll have to stop over. We'll pick up Emeret Hashem at the bottom of Shin Tzadik, Emeret Hashem Monday morning. I think